I will try and figure out what this song's about. Who wrote the lyrics to this?
Me.
Oh, good. Living without you. It's about her husband. I know all about you. You got a great voice.
Thank you.
Very sexy.
You are ridiculous.
Oh, I have to have sex with you. Come on. Get in the bathroom. You know who this is about? This is about our boss, Mel Karmazin, I think.
Wow. Really?
Who just bought CBS. It is so damn hard to write songs, man, and to, like, tap into what the public wants in a way. You know what I mean?
But you don't think about that.
I know you don't think about it, but it's like, how do you even know if you're on the right track? You just don't care? No?
Please yourself.
You do? I've never pleased myself. I do everything for my fans. That's why I act like such a jack-off every day. What would it be like to sleep with you? Would you sing to me in the morning if I slept with you?
Yeah, we'd probably.
Really?
Not oh, that's to so. You, but around you.
Oh, that's sexy. Yeah. Yeah. I'd watch you sleeping, my little angel, and then I'd wake you with fingers in a bad place.
Oh, I love that.
And then I'd hear you go, just to amuse you. Yeah. Why don't we make a song, Robin?
Why not? Robin would make a J-Lo song.
Yes. She's ready. She wants anything but this. What a beautiful song. So what's this about, your husband?
No.
Yeah, it is. Sure it is.
This is about a guy she lost. What are you talking about?
She's going to lose him. She stays on the road any longer. Did he cheat on you?
Never.
No? Is this about a guy you lost?
No, it's actually about a girl I lost.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A girl you were having sex with?
No.
No? It's a friend.
It was a girlfriend who I felt betrayed me. And it's also...
Why did she betray you?
What'd she do?
Well, let's not even go there.
Come on, let's go there.
I don't know why.
Why did she betray you?
I don't know why.
I'll kill her. Why did she betray you, seriously?
I don't know. You know what girls are like, what girlfriends can be like.
But how did she do?
Is she difficult to get along with as a band member? Shirley, yeah. I get a feeling like everything with her is like a war and who's on her side and who isn't. You're a handful.
Come over there and kiss you.
You're a handful, aren't you?
Yeah.
You know what you need? You need a player on your side who's only there for you, who only takes your side. Isn't that true?
That's correct.
Yeah. You want someone who sees things your way.
Yes.
It's just got to be unconditional.
Absolutely.
I know what you want.
See, I feel like crying now.
I know what you want. You need somebody who sticks up for you. Nobody ever did that for you.
That's correct.
That's right. And you expect that from people, to be loyal to you.
Yes, I do.
No matter what.
That's right.
I got the same goddamn problem. You and I, we could team up against the world, couldn't we? Get in the bathroom.
Oh.
So what if I have
you keep talking like that?
Yeah, I know what you want. She feels very alone in the world, Robin.
Aren't we all?
And, you know, once in a while you pray for a teammate. You wish your parents could have been there for you at a young age, don't you? You wish your parents could have stuck up for you every once in a while, but they didn't. Nobody was there for you.
With everybody
my
else.
My parents were there for me.
Yeah, they were there, but they didn't understand.
Notice. It's after I was tossed out of the nest that I got all messed up.
It's when you start to think you're alone, don't you? And even when
this
you turn
like
to
Humphrey
your...
Bogart and Lauren Bacall.
When you turn to your bandmates and you wish they would like stick Humphrey. Up for you. They sometimes even go against you. Okay. Even your own bandmates.
Even the
that's team. Right.
Even us.
Yep. Should be even take 10 minutes to get this girl into bed.
Yeah,
10 minutes.
You could do it, huh?
Would take 10 minutes.
You know exactly what to say.
Would take 10 minutes to get her into bed. Take her to the Sky Bar. Get her a couple of drinks, and that's it.
I wouldn't
it.
Go to the Sky Bar.
Me neither. Never would go there.
I wouldn't be seen dead
listen
there.
Me neither. Me neither. That's not my scene. I like to be home with my woman. I like to cook her dinner. And then I like to watch a little tube with her, maybe a movie. Something romantic. Just relax.
Uh-huh.
A little weed, maybe.
Uh-huh.
And then we get busy.
Then a little anal.
And then we get a little double anal penetration.
Yo!
You bet. Bring out my pot cane.
What's pot cane?
So where's my cane?
Yeah, here. Where's his pot cane?
Let me show you what I got here. This is what you need. See this cane? It's my walking cane. And it's got my hash pipe right in it. Look at that.
Oh, God.
Hey, right there, and you
smooth,
smoke up.
Baby.
That's right, baby. That's what you need. All right.
Shagmeister.
I was talking to the Shagmeister. All right, listen to me. How about doing a little live music for
all
us?
All right, deal.
You didn't hear the rehearsal, did you, Robin?
I could only hear it through the glass. I heard a little bit.
Do you want people to dance? Because I got a bunch of freaks who will dance.
Nah.
You don't want dancers?
Dancing kind of, nah.
Kind of freaks you out?
It's too early for dancing.
What are you going to do during this song? This is a very erotic song. Okay. What are you going to do? Are you going to look at me and pretend you're singing to me? No, you're not, are you?
I could do that for you.
No, I don't know. I saw how you look down when you do it. You try to get into yourself. I don't want to mess up your process.
Okay, don't mess up with my process.
Can I drag you around by your hair while you sing this?
No, because as you can see, I've got a fabulous do, and I don't want it to be...
Do you have to wear your fur coat when you sing this?
I don't know. It depends how cold it is over
there. It's very warm under those lights. Come on, show off your body. You got a hot little body. What do you weigh?
I don't know what I weigh, because...
You couldn't weigh more than 100 pounds.
I don't know. You do it differently from me. Your weight...
Oh, right.
She does that stone thing.
Yeah, I do the stone thing.
What do you like, 10 stone?
No.
10 stone is heavy, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Well, I'm about 9 stone, I think.
9 stone? What is 9 stone?
I don't know.
107.
See, we talk a different language. Yeah.
Could you massage my buttocks while you sing?
Sure.
You really could? I don't think so. I think it'll distract you. I love this song. I love the group. So, you guys want to go over and do it now?
Right now?
Sure.
Why not?
All right.
Oh, you want to wait? You want me to take a commercial break?
Take a commercial break.
And then when we come back, you'll sing?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. This is going to be very erotic between us. I sense a chemistry, don't you? Yeah, all right. I think there's more chemistry between me and Steve. All right.
And Duke's looking at you kind of funny, too.
Oh, yeah. Because Duke is the Shagmeister. All right. All right. So what we're going to do is take a little break. Mm-hmm. Come back. Garbage is going to do a very, very intense song. When you say I would die for you, is this about your boyfriend or your husband?
No.
It is not. Who is this about?
It's not really about anybody specifically. It's that general feeling of, like, you're prepared to do anything because you're so in lust with somebody.
You wrote this lyric?
Yeah.
It's very erotic. Very erotic. To say I would die for you. Because I wouldn't die for anybody.
You never felt that way?
Never.
Come on.
I would not die for anyone.
All those girls, well, you wouldn't have died for them?
Never. I love myself too much.
It's metaphorical, Howard. Come on.
Yeah, it's not like you have to go out and do something.
I wouldn't even give you any of my money. I wouldn't die for you. I wouldn't give my money to you. That's the sequel.
Wow.
I wouldn't do a goddamn thing for you.
Oh, then come on. Let's
read it.
That's a good idea.
I'll sleep with you. That's it. All right, let's take a break.
I'll bang you.
I'll bang you, but that's it. All right, when we come back, Garbage is going to perform, which I'm very excited about. We'll be back right after these words.